Agenda item number one. Report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2013 fourth quarter budget report by John Hawes, Chief Financial Officer.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is our fourth quarter report that we provide each quarterly budget report, and this is the last one of fiscal 13. And you receive the details in your material. Go to the next slide. If you can. There we go. This is just a summary, as I show each time, of the financials, and you can see that the revenues, we were up nearly $4.3 million in revenues this year. Again, this is not a surprise to anybody because we've been talking about it each of the quarters there, but we sold a significant amount of interruptible water this last year, primarily to Dow and Gulf Coast Water, also some to NRG as well, and that really accounts for almost all of that revenue increase this year. We don't really budget for nearly that much. We budget for a little bit of interruptible water, but not nearly that much interruptible water. So that really represents the $4 million of additional revenue. On the expense side, you can see that we came in about $3 million under expenses on our operating expenses, and then we have some project expenditures that we also had that were a little over $1 million less there, and that was really a combination of salary positions and that you do so when you have positions that you're refilling and things, you have savings there, and then a number of other areas really throughout the organization and stuff, savings there. And on the capital side, as you look down the second to last line, on the capital side, we spent approximately half of the capital projects that we budgeted for. Most of that cost is all going to get spent. It's just pretty much deferred out, and a lot of those project costs are going to be pushed out into 14, have already been rebudgeted in fiscal 14. So it's not that those are not going to get done. They're just going to get done in the next year or two. So it leaves us with the third column from the right there. We have about $55 million in uncommitted reserves is sort of our balance at the end of the year on sort of a cash basis, which was significantly better than what we budgeted for sort of the reasons we talked about from the revenue and expenditure savings and things like that. So we really had a good year from a financial standpoint, and be happy to answer any questions that anybody has regards to that.
John, I have one question.
Yes.
Why does Dow buy interruptible water if they got long-term water off?
Go ahead.
Is that to preserve the senior
it's a business strategy that says they want to make sure as long as there's interruptible water that they don't have to use their water to where they can have that as reserve. And we've asked the same questions, and why do you make a senior call that comes to the same logic, but they've just recently... You'll find out later that they just recently canceled that, so the run of the river is good enough to meet their needs.
But does it prevent others from buying interruptible water?
Yes, sir. If there's no interruptible water available, yes, sir.
I mean, how do you decide who gets the interruptible
first
water?
First one, first come, first serve.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay.